With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Class is in session.
Good evening, class, and welcome to Binary Gamer. I'm your host, Tony Spears, and this is the show where passionate people talk passionately about the thing that we're passionate about, that thing being video games. So let's just get the bottom line up front, or the bluff, if you will. Binary Gamer is a weekly podcast that you can find in all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podcast, all those places you can find Binary Gamer. You can also go over to YouTube, check us out over there. Head over to YouTube, search Binary Gamers, and check out the awesome stuff that we got going up there. And of course, you can find me over on Twitter at iFlipWithASwitch. And just hit me up over there and we can talk video games, just talk life. Sometimes you just want someone to talk to, like an impartial third party. And I can be that impartial third party. I am not a licensed therapist. All right, so with that out of the way, business is done. Let's get to the show as is. So the week that was hasn't really changed. I'm still packing up, leaving Korea. And because of that, I'm still just playing a lot of stuff on my laptop right now, playing some Rogue Legacy, things like that. Still playing some Dead Cells and all that good jazz. But since everything else is pretty much packed up, I'm still kind of in that limbo. But aside from that, what I want to talk about today is actually something that kind of got spurred, brought up today, and it was not actually the lesson plan that I planned on going over today. I actually plan on talking more about some Dreamcast stuff, which has been the trend the last couple weeks, but I decided to change things up because this particular topic that I got roped into conversation-wise definitely like spark some ideas in my head, and it's mostly on the topic of anime. Now, much like video games, I can talk 4 hours at length about anime, and we got into the topic of live action anime adaptations. And by we, I mean myself and Chris and Kurt and KGB. All guys that have been on the podcast, and we've talked about this kind of stuff before, but the thing that spurred it was the fact that Netflix just launched a live-action Bleach TV series in Japan. So if you're not familiar, this has been happening a lot with different animes. They did Full Metal Alchemist. Attack on Titan is one that a lot of people are very aware of. They also did Death Note, which, if you have not seen, do not waste your time. That movie literally put me to sleep. And so now they're doing Bleach, which is really odd to me because, as far as I know, it's the only Shonen Jump anime that they have done a live-action adaptation to. And from what I found out from Kurt after he watched a couple episodes was that the acting was just abhorrent, which, I mean, a lot can be said for that, but at the same time, kind of saw it coming. It's really hard to do a live action adaptation of an anime. Anime is anime for a reason. Usually it's something that you want to kind of elevate, you know, higher than like what you would consider like your average cartoon, but it's not really going to translate very well to, you know, even the small screen as far as, you know, TV series and like live action adaptations. It's just not made for that. That's why things like, you know, like Neon Genesis Evangelion exist in the format in which they do. Probably would have been a great concept for a movie, but doing it in live action, there's so many things that the show does that would be limited in that format that it makes more sense for it to be an anime, and that can be said for any of them. Now, we can go on at length about, you know, certain anime that could work as live action shows. Things like, in my opinion, like, well, really, if it's like a slice of life anime, okay, you could do that. You could do like Your Lie in April as a live action adaptation, or like the Prince of Tennis, even stuff like Initial D. You could do stuff like that. Those aren't exactly slice of life, but you get my idea. And there are certain ones you could probably skirt the edge with. Certain like sports anime and like tournament fighters, you could probably do. I even hypothesize you could probably do a decent job with like Yu Yu Hakusho. I mean, in my mind, when I think of Yu Yu Hakusho as a live action show, I think of like the Guyver, things like that. When you're talking about like the, you know, the big monsters and demons that you see facing off against these humans in the show, it seems like, you know, that could work. So, I mean, even, you know, the Guyver was an anime, and that actually was a pretty decent live action show, now that I'm thinking about it, like live action movies anyway. But regardless, the one that I reached for like the furthest was probably Cowboy Bebop. And only because really it's more of a, like, not like crime noir, but like kind of a jazzy noir feel set in space, you know, and that's not hard to pull off, especially with things like you have like The Expanse, the reboot of Lost in Space. Like, it's been proven that can be done, at, you know, to some extent. And you take the characters and the settings and the themes of Cowboy Bebop, you could translate it into a pretty good live action show. Now, like who you cast, where it's made, things like that, that becomes a real determining factor. But this also made me think about different anime as video games. And there has been a lot of good ones, some not so good, and then some games that are literally, like some anime that are literally just games. Like, it is an anime based game, but there's no real anime around it. And anime is more the art style than anything else. You think of a lot of like fighting games, things like Guilty Gear, Blaze Blue, stuff like that. Those are, they're considered anime fighters, mostly because of mechanics, but also in obviously artistic appeal. The way they're drawn, the way the characters are done up, things like that. Well, then you have other games that go in different directions, like Dynasty Warriors could probably be considered an anime in a way. And you even have crossovers like, you know, Dynasty Warriors Gundam, which was literally just Dynasty Warriors with Gundam put in as the characters, and it worked. And while it's not, you know, it was never going to be game of the year on anybody's list, it wasn't a terrible game. It was competent, to say the least. And then I started thinking about anime that, for all intents and purposes, I've never seen as games. And I thought about how they could work as far as them being games and how it could go well. Now, I mean, there's been a lot of different ones. You have games based on like Berserk, on like a myriad number of Gundam series and different types of games as well. You even have games based on fringe Gundam shows like Gundam Builders and stuff like that, which is literally a show about kids playing with Gunpla with like Gundam models, and they're like mix and matching, you know, like mobile suits and Gundam and stuff from various series, and it's in an anime. So it's like, it's incredibly meta because it's like anime about anime, but then they also made a game about it, which, to be fair, is pretty cool. But regardless, like, those things work. And I mean, there's a whole list of them. There's some that aren't so great, like the Sword Art Online games. In reality, they're kind of meh. I mean, the series itself was good. You should definitely go and watch it. But at the same time, not really super great games, just because, again, it's an anime about people in a game, and then you're making a game based on an anime about people being in a game. At some point, it almost gets too meta. And if it was removed from one way or another, it would probably be better. Like, maybe not make the game, I don't know. But that seems like a wasted opportunity for something that could have been good. Or maybe remove the show from being about a game, but then you start losing the theme. So where do you really go? Now, some things that they haven't done as far as mainstream games is like Neo Genesis Evangelion. Now, there is a mobile game, and as far as I know, I haven't really heard good things one way or the other, but I imagine that with the depth and breadth of that show, it probably pales in comparison. But regardless, there is a game based on it. And of course, you have things like Dragon Ball Z that have so many different games, it's ridiculous. I mean, right now, one of the most popular fighting games in the world is based off of Dragon Ball Z. You have Dragon Ball FighterZ, which is arguably probably one of the best anime fighters to come out in the last couple years. And it is literally, like, down to the bones, based on Dragon Ball Z. Characters, the concept, the moves, like combos and stuff, fighting mechanics, all really based around Dragon Ball Z. So that's all really cool. But then there are ones I was thinking about that, like I said, for all intents and purposes, I have no idea if there are games based around them, but I think it would be really cool if there were. So one of the ones I thought about was Lupin the Third. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with Lupin the Third, Lupin the Third is essentially a thief. He has a little crew of people made up of, not really stereotypical caricatures of different types, but like he has a masterless samurai. He has the love interest, Fujiko. He has essentially like his sharpshooter, who's like just kind of like a little like mobster guy. And Lupin's whole thing is he's the world's greatest thief, and he's going to steal the greatest riches and plunder. Like, it's kind of like if Scrooge McDuck was born in Japan, is the best way to put it. And then, granted, he's not rich, but he's just out looking for treasure, out looking for the next big haul, right? Well, maybe Scrooge McDuck's not the best analogy. Maybe it's actually more like Ocean's 11 is probably the best way to put it. Like, all the movies and stuff like that all build up around a caper and stuff like that. There's usually some kind of subplot, but for the most part, it's a heist movie, right? And I really thought it would be really cool to play that as a game that, like, involved you, like, building up to the heist and stuff like that, casing out the joint. And you kind of do that in, like, an episodic, type of structure. Or you could even do it in the same type of structure as, like, the GTA heist, the GTA 5 online heist, where you go through different steps to get ready for the heist, and then once you complete those steps, then you go through and you actually pull off the caper, you know? Either that, or, and call me old-fashioned, but you could also do it as like a point-and-click adventure, and that would be cool in its own way anyway. Definitely give you more of a chance to tell more story, to tell different like points of view and stuff like that, and also to really employ a lot of comedy, because Lupin the Third is very much about the comedy just as much as it is anything else in that show. So moving on from that, now I was really sitting here thinking for a while, watching a couple shows and stuff like that before I recorded this, and was really trying to think of like what I hadn't seen as a video game yet. And one that I hadn't seen that I thought would be really cool as well is Cyborg 009. So quick backstory to that. It's actually really kind of plain, but basically these nine people get abducted and against their wills get turned into these cyborgs, and each of them have like different abilities and stuff. 009, for example, has essentially super speed. 001 is literally a baby that is super intelligent. 002 has like supersonic hearing and like telescopic vision. One guy can transform into animals and stuff. One dude literally just breathes fire. Another guy has like machine guns for hands and rocket launchers in his knees. I know it sounds ridiculous. One dude is just super strong. And then another guy has like rocket feet. Like he's a super fast, aviator. But so I thought that'd be really cool too, because you could kind of do it in the same vein as like a Lost Vikings, where you have to use their complementary abilities in order to solve puzzles or to get past challenges. Or you could just kind of do it in like a Dynasty Warriors type of setting, where you're switching between characters in order to like clear fields of bad guys and stuff like that. There are a lot of different ways you could go with it, because there's so many different characters. And there's been a lot of crossovers in the anime, so you could crossover things too. Like they've done crossovers with like Devilman, for example, that's a whole nother can of worms. I actually hadn't thought about that as far as a game, but that was pretty cut and dry. That'd actually be more like Devil May Cry than anything else, to be perfectly honest. But so moving on from that, then you have Gurren Lagann, which is, I mean, it's pretty much a mech anime, one of my favorite mech anime, and really would just play like a mech fighter in some form or fashion. I mean, you could do it as like a brawler, maybe like an action platformer, because it just, you know, if you don't know, the mech of Gurren Lagann literally just gets bigger and bigger the more mechs that it absorbs until, like, at some point it is literally as big as the galaxy. It's literally standing on solar systems and stuff. It's absolutely batshit crazy, but it's really cool. And there's a lot of good comedy, a lot of good action, and good characters. So I think that would have been a really good one as well. I don't really know the format that you'd put that into. Like, maybe like an action platformer, but at some point that gets kind of hard to pull off when you're getting like into larger scale stuff. But then at that point, it could just kind of turn into a brawler or into a, into a fighting game essentially, which would be really cool. And then you could have that like Gurren Lagann flavor, which would be really neat. But so the one that instantly sprang to mind that I wanted to save for last is not only the most relevant because it's the newest one on this list, but also because I think that there's almost limitless potential as far as the setting and the characters and things like that, would be My Hero Academia. And right now this show is incredibly popular. I believe it just concluded its third season, or starting a third season, I can't remember. I honestly have not caught up. I've only watched a handful of episodes of the first season. I like what I see so far. I like the story. I like the characters. There's a lot of really cool action in it, which it of course draws me to it. And at first I thought it was gonna be a tournament fighter until I realized it kind of reminds me of Soul Eater in a way, where it's very much like we go to this school and we're trying to learn how to be superheroes and like we're all kids and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like it has really good moments where you're like, oh snap, like not only was that cool, but like this like resonates really well. There's a good message to it, which I like a lot. But that game just has a whole bevy of different characters that have different quirks. Literally, that's what superpowers are called, quirks. And there's so many characters you could interact with or play as. Has the potential for you to make your own character in that universe and kind of play it like that. Or to inhabit one of the characters, like the swap through, kind of like what I was talking about with Cyborg 009. And I really think, like, this isn't me sitting here like pitching these games like, oh man, game companies come in and freaking buy this idea off of me. Like, it's not like that, but there's so many good anime out there now. Like, we are at prime anime, as a friend of mine said a while back, where for just about anything that you want to watch, there's something out there. And it's really cool, because as a kid growing up in the 90s, anime was limited. Like, it hadn't really come to the West for very long, and the only things that we really knew was the limited selection that we had at video stores up until Toonami. And then Cartoon Network started showing anime, and as far as I'm concerned, those are the Western classics, like Gundam Wing and like Dragon Ball Z, obviously, Rurouni Kenshin, I'm losing my train of thought. Like Outlaw Star, things like that. Big O, like all those shows and stuff. Like, those were like the classics for my generation, because that's all we really knew until we got introduced to like Studio Ghibli and like Princess Mononoke, things like that. And it's really cool that anime has gotten to the point now to where it has become so mainstream, to the point to where like Netflix is making their own like original anime, and that's really rad. Like, super rad, actually. So I just think that when it comes to these different like anime adaptations, whether it be taking the anime and turning it into a live action series, or taking an anime and applying it to a game, like making a video game, that I don't think it's just enough to take a license and to slap it into something. Like, they did that with Dragon Ball Z for a while, and it resulted in some good games, but a lot of bad games. Like, Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Battle 22 is garbage. It is one of the worst fighting games ever made. But at the same time, then you have things like Budokai, which really opened things up as far as like hardcore fans of the series were concerned, because like you had the chance to like transform mid-fight into a Super Saiyan, and that was freaking rad. And then Budokai 2, and then the Tenkaichi games, and then pretty soon you have like Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse, where you literally make your own character and you get to play around in the Dragon Ball Z universe, and that's really rad. So like, while there have been good games in that series, or under that license, there have also been some really garbage ones. And I think in order to avoid the garbage ones, it's a matter of really taking the license and treating it with a lot of care. There are ways to do well with it. Like they made a Robotech game, for crying out loud, and it was pretty good. Like, it was just a space battler, like, quasi-flight sim game that had you, like, transforming in space and, like, in atmosphere and stuff like that, and you were, you know, really just shooting stuff down. It was like Ace Squadron, but with Robotech. But that's cool, because that's kind of what Robotech is. If you're taking the characters out of it, you're taking the, like, non-flying sequences out of Robotech, that's really what it is. And that's okay. Like, at the end of the day, it's okay to distill one of these things down to its most core components in order to make a decent game. And I think that, you know, we could do to have a little bit more of that. And I think that would be rad. I know this episode's more of a rant, or like ranting, than anything else. Again, I had a lesson plan all figured out. It was going to be Echo the Dolphin. It was going to be so good. But at the same time, after having the conversation with Chris and the guys today and then talking with some people at work and stuff, I was just like, you know what? This would be a good topic, because I think this is something that, while it is explored a lot, I don't think it's talked about a lot. And so that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about, like, anime as a medium, as a platform, can be applied to so many different genres of games, almost any genre you want it to be. And I think while we've done good with some of them, as far as the types and the different licenses used and things like that, I think there's still room for growth, and there's still room to, like, expand and to kind of think outside the box as far as, you know, the types of games and types of mechanics used with these properties. I mean, the examples that I gave for, like, Gurren Lagann and, like, Cyborg 009 aren't revolutionary by any stretch of imagination, and somebody out there could probably come up with a much better idea. But in reality, like, you know, as long as you have, like, that small seed of an idea, you can always build off of it. So if nothing else, I'm just sprinkling seeds. That's all. But I didn't want to rant on too long with this. I know this is going to be a slightly shorter episode than normal, and I apologize for that. But like I said, I had this idea, and I wanted to make sure I got it out there before it kind of, you know, sat and fermented in my brain and became useless. But yeah, that's really going to be it for this week. So thank you very much for listening. Remember, Binary Gamer is a weekly podcast that you can find in all the places you get your podcast: iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Podcast. Remember, head over to YouTube, youtube.com, search Binary Gamers with an S, and you can head over there and watch all the awesome stuff we do over there. And of course, you can find me, Tony Spears, over on Twitter at iFlipOfTheSwitch. I'll put the Twitter handle in the episode description down below. And that is it. Again, thank you very much for watching. Have an awesome week. Go play some games and watch some anime. Class dismissed.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.